This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Terry Tempest Williams, and Terry's a well-known environmental activist in her home state of Utah. She's also been serving as writer-in-residence at the Harvard Divinity School. She explores how to respond to recent anti-environmental governmental policies in her latest collection of essays. It's called Erosion. Her website is coyoteclan.com. Well, it's great to share your thoughts, and I know you've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and we're living in thought-worthy times, that's for sure. Now, your book is a collection of essays you've written over the last, 6 or 7 years, with a theme of erosion. So what is erosion, and what is it about the concept of erosion that resonates so strongly with you right now?
As you mentioned, we live in a landscape of erosion. Wind, water, time shapes, sculpts, and really defines the landscape where we live. We live in a little hamlet called Castle Valley, and 300 degrees, you see nothing but erosion. You see Castleton Tower, which is a sandstone spire. You see Adobe Mesa that has been worn and weathered away. Certainly, the Colorado River is an agent of erosion. You know, just being in place at our home, you're thinking about erosion all the time. It's not uncommon to be home, you know, either sitting on the porch or even in bed, and you hear this crash. And at first you think a bomb's gone off when in fact, you know, a boulder from the cliff has rolled down the hill, or part of a shearing of the Red Rock walls has shifted. So it's something that we live with. And it became useful in these past few years, thinking about erosion, what's being worn away, what's been, I don't even have the language. You see an erosion of democracy, you see an erosion of belief, an erosion of science, all of these things. And so I thought, I want to go more deeply into this idea of erosion, not just the physical aspects, but the metaphorical and spiritual ones.
It makes sense that this would speak to you, because you spend part of your time in the arid, vast expanses of Utah, surrounded by erosion, and then you spend part of your time as a writer-in-residence at the Harvard Divinity School. You're an environmental activist, and you're a teacher. How does that give you a special insight? I mean, you must be so intimate with erosion, and then you're surrounded by smart people who care at the Divinity School.
You know, I appreciate that question. I've been homesick. You know, I've been homesick, and I remember once Leslie Silko told me that when she was writing Ceremony, she wrote it from Alaska. And if I remember correctly, she said largely at the laundromats there. And she said it was so vivid, her being away from home, that she could recall it more powerfully. And I understand that. You know, I've never been away from Utah for more than 3 or 4 months, ever. And I'm 63 years old. So to be away for 9 months of the year, 6 months of the year, I've been really homesick. And I think largely the sharpness of my descriptions, from my point of view, I'm seeing more clearly being away from home than when I'm there. Because I think so often when you're there, you're blinded by the familiar. And every day I recall what I miss. And on the other side, I'm loving being in Cambridge at the Divinity School, because of the rigor of thought, the power of the questions that are being asked, and the freedom that I feel. Just exactly what you said. You know, I'm aware when I'm in Utah how careful I have to be with my language in order to live in community, or to even be around the same dinner table as some members of my family. So it's been a beautiful breathing space. And yet, you know, I count the days until I get to come home again into that sweet,
wow. You know,
silence.
I just had an image of an accordion. When you push in and you pull out and you push in, and you're surrounded by people in Utah that have one look and one outlook, and then you push in and you're surrounded by people at some higher education, elitist theological school, and there's music and thoughts swirling all around you. What a beautiful, positive thing. It's sort of the beauty of travel, but in your own world, as a person who loves nature and who loves sharing and teaching.
It has been beautiful. And it's also been hard. There have been times I've felt like I was exiled. On the other hand,
exiled, you know, in Utah.
No, in Cambridge.
In Cambridge? How so?
From home. And ask anyone on the street in Cambridge what public lands are, and you're not going to find very many people, if any, that know. Whereas ask anyone on the streets of Utah in any town what public lands are, and you're going to get a mouthful, positive or negative. I mean, Utah's a very nuanced place.